DeepEnglish.com.
Secret of All Triumphs. Active Speaking, Part C. Spurred on by another kid teasing him he'd never walk again, Glenn not only began to walk, he started to run. What did another kid tease Glenn he would never do again? Another kid teased Glenn he would never walk again. Did it spur Glenn on or defeat him? It spurred Glenn on. What did he start to do? He started to run. Glenn entered a school race and won against older students. What did Glenn enter? Glenn entered a school race. Who did he win against? He won against older students. What should have been his crowning glory ended with a brutal beating from his father. Did it end with a brutal beating from his mother? No, it didn't end with a brutal beating from his mother. It ended with a brutal beating from his father. Glenn's dad thought sports was a form of showing off. What did Glenn's dad think sports was a form of? Glenn's dad thought sports was a form of showing off. He told Glenn to never run competitively again. What did he tell Glenn to never do competitively again? He told Glenn to never run competitively again. Glenn disobeyed his father. He had two healthy legs and wanted to use them. Did Glenn obey his father? No, Glenn didn't obey his father. Glenn disobeyed his father. Did he have two healthy heads and wanted to use them? No, he didn't have two healthy heads and wanted to use them. He had two healthy legs and wanted to use them. He kept running and chasing his dreams. What did he keep chasing? He kept chasing his dreams. He broke records at his high school and Kansas University for the fastest mile. What records did he break at his high school and university? He broke records at his high school and university for the fastest mile. And then, in February 1934, he ran the world's fastest indoor mile in Madison Square Garden. Where did he run the world's fastest indoor mile? He ran the world's fastest indoor mile in Madison Square Garden. In 4 minutes and 8 seconds, Glenn proved that determination and perseverance are everything. Was it in 4 hours and 8 minutes? No, it wasn't in 4 hours and 8 minutes. It was in 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Did he prove that determination and perseverance are nothing? No, he didn't prove that determination and perseverance are nothing. He proved that determination and perseverance are everything. In later life, Glenn would teach children the secret to his success. In later life, who would Glenn teach the secret to his success? In later life, Glenn would teach children the secret to his success. He told them, belief influences action, and action influences belief. Did he tell them belief influences action, and action influences belief? Yes, he told them, belief influences action, and action influences belief. Act as if it were impossible to fail. Did he tell them to act as if it were possible to fail? No, he didn't tell them to act as if it were possible to fail. He told them to act as if it were impossible to fail. On the other side of the world, Japanese soldier Hiro Onoda also refused to fail. What did Japanese soldier Hiro Onoda also refuse to do? Japanese soldier Hiro Onoda also refused to fail. He believed in perseverance and discipline. What did he believe in? He believed in perseverance and discipline. He believed in following orders, and he believed in carrying out his duty. What did he believe in following? He believed in following orders. Did he believe in carrying out the trash? No, he didn't believe in carrying out the trash. He believed in carrying out his duty. When Japan surrendered on September 2, 1945, it marked the end of World War II. When Japan surrendered on September 2, 1945, what war did it mark the end of? When Japan surrendered on September 2, 1945, it marked the end of World War II. Not knowing the war was over, Onoda spent another 29 years in the jungle. Did Onoda know the war was over when he spent another 29 years in the jungle? No, Onoda didn't know the war was over when he spent another 29 years in the jungle. When the global conflict ended, Onoda was on Lubang Island with three other soldiers. When the global conflict ended, How many other soldiers was Onoda on Lubang Island with? When the global conflict ended, Onoda was on Lubang Island with three other soldiers. They had orders to never surrender. They vowed to obey with honor. What orders did they have? They had orders to never surrender. What did they vow? They vowed to obey with honor. The four military men continued to wage war. What did the four military men continue to do? The four military men continued to wage war. In 1950, one of the soldiers could not go on. In 1950, who could not go on? In 1950, one of the soldiers could not go on. He left the jungle, returned to Japan, and told the world about his never-ending war. Did he leave the jungle, return to Japan, and tell the world about his never-ending war? Yes, he left the jungle, returned to Japan, and told the world about his never-ending war. One of Onoda's remaining comrades died of natural causes. The other was killed in a 1972 clash with Filipino soldiers. What did one of Onoda's remaining comrades die of? One of Onoda's remaining comrades died of natural causes. Was the other killed in a clash with Filipino soldiers? Yes, the other was killed in a clash with Filipino soldiers. Over the years, Onoda killed over 30 people on the island who he mistakenly believed to be enemy soldiers. Over the years, how many people did Onoda kill on the island? Over the years, Onoda killed over 30 people on the island. Who did he mistakenly believe them to be? He mistakenly believed them to be enemy soldiers. For nearly three decades, the loyal soldier refused to believe the war had ended. For nearly three decades, what did the loyal soldier refuse to believe? For nearly three decades, the loyal soldier refused to believe the war had ended. The Japanese government sent search parties and dropped leaflets by air to tell him the war was over. What did the Japanese government send? The Japanese government sent search parties. What did they drop by air to tell him the war was over? They dropped leaflets by air to tell him the war was over. Onoda thought it was a trick by the U.S. government to get him to surrender. Did Onoda think it was a trick by the U.S. government or the Japanese government to get him to surrender? Onoda thought it was a trick by the U.S. government to get him to surrender. He explained, "The leaflets they dropped were filled with mistakes, so I judged it was a plot by the Americans." What were filled with mistakes? The leaflets they dropped were filled with mistakes. Who did he judge it was a plot by? He judged it was a plot by the Americans.